for just $249. Unbelievable price. We're talking about sapphires, white sapphires, rubies, amethyst, garnets, onyx, orange sapphires, anything you can think of almost, we have in stacking rings. Be there. Come in early and get them ordered. White, yellow, rose gold, $249 apiece or three for $700 only at Marguerite's in the Peppertree Shops. Thank you.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
December 6th is Put On Your Own Shoes Day. This day is okay, but how I wish it were Put On Your Wife's Shoes Day. A girl can dream, can't she?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
7 o'clock.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. In Houston, the last of the thousands of visitors allowed in a short while ago, paying respects to President George H.W. Bush at St. Martin's Church, where there'll be a service this morning.
Following that service, the funeral train will come here to College Station. The train is going to pass through eight cities, 70 miles. It will slow down, but it will not stop. Now, along the sides, there's plexiglass on the funeral car, allowing those who line the route to see the casket inside.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. China is demanding that Canada release the daughter of a telecom giant founder.
It wants an explanation for the arrest of Meng Wanzhou, a top executive at Chinese technology giant Huawei, the world's second largest smartphone maker. Canada says she was arrested at the request of U.S. authorities.
Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
You found a morning radio program that reminds you...
You better watch out. Better not cry. Better not pout.
That should let you know who's coming to town. Wake up with Greg Budell.
So you want to know all about Santa, huh?
Jay Scott.
His Honor, Burgermeister, Meisterburger.
Emily Hayes.
We shall call him Chris. Chris Kringle.
Yay! Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
I really am a mean and despicable creature at heart, you know.
Pretty soon, there'll be visions of sugar plums dancing in your head. Here comes three men and a lady.
And remember, behave yourselves, because Santa can still look into his magic snowball and see just what you're up to.
It is three men and a lady. Rich Thomas is being
incorrigible
somewhere else today, so Rusty Aldridge. Hanging out with us. Give him a big greeting.
Hello.
Jay Scott is here. Emily Hayes. But Rich always does the weather.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our chilly weather continues, and all eyes on an approaching storm system that will have a big effect on weekend events. Today, cool sunshine with a high temperature in the middle 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cold. Overnight, low temperature 35. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, a little warmer, high in the upper 50s. Rain overspreads the area late Friday night after midnight, and a cold, drenching rain Saturday and Saturday night. High temperature barely 50 Saturday, 50 to 52 on Sunday with lingering shower threat. And then a cold day Monday, a raw day with a high temperature only in the lower 40s. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes as this storm system moves through. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich, I was just watching the Thomas cam from your hotel there, and it looked like you were writing something in the sand with your finger. What were you putting there?
Crack, don't smoke itself.
It's really a PSA for those folks.
Okay. Still below freezing outside. I dare say by 8, though, we should be above 32.
Good, because you know that hallway where my office is? No heat. None. So cold. So cold.
That's this building
It's all messed up.
But then you go to Jay's office, and it's like the seventh layer of hell in there. It's so hot.
I know. Every morning, I walk in, and that's where I make my toast. I just put it out.
Yeah. Right out. Toast?
Toast. Let's do this first. Because I have so much to manage. Let's see what's happening on our roads at 707. They'll be right back.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have school zones activated right now, so watch out for the crossing guards out there. Of course, all the traffic around the schools, 65 and 85 increasing minute by minute, but now, as far as accidents go, we are still looking good. At Reinhardt Used Cars Supercenter, all military, first responders, and fire get $1,000 off. For all the information, call Steve at Reinhardt Used Cars Supercenter, 272-0373. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic, located in lovely postcard-like Millbrook on Highway 14.
Where's your sometimes friend Jay? Oh, that's the other one.
Yeah, Jay's not a part of this.
For now, I am not her friend. Only sometimes, but this is not one of those
things. I'll tell you who is my friend. Dr. Jeff Pasley. He has done a world of good for me in these last 6 or so months that I've been going there. Had dealt with this chronic shoulder pain that I always called my old Domino's injury and some neck pain. And we've worked through it. I have these exercises I do that kind of keep my neck in shape and my shoulder in shape and don't have to. I was taking a lot of ibuprofen and you can't do that stuff. It's bad for your liver to take stuff over and over and over again. So if you want to not be on a pain pill regimen, whether it be ibuprofen or something stronger, if you want to get to the root of your pain and go into 2019 feeling great, call Dr. Jeff Pasley at 285-8483. Learn more about what they do and even book your appointment online and fill out your new patient paperwork online at MillbrookChiropractor.com, and make sure you go see him at Millbrook Family Chiropractic on Highway 14.
He is excellent.
You know, I've been over there.
Yeah, he's phenomenal.
He's a good guy.
And he's funny. He's so
he really
funny.
Is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've really enjoyed that because I ask a lot of questions, believe it or not. And I want to know exactly why this is happening and all that stuff. And he takes the time to explain it to me in a way that I can understand it. Cause I'm not saying I'm the dumbest person in the world, but I'm not the brightest.
Hey, guess what?
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is
a guy, a 21-year-old guy in Australia, got kicked by a horse.
Oh, no.
That's the greatest news I've ever heard.
Yeah. I can sleep better tonight.
Yeah, Ryan O'Connor lives in Australia, trains racehorses. He's in pretty good shape. That is hard work. But he hadn't been feeling very well. Something just didn't feel right, but he kind of wrote it off like, oh, I'll do one week thing. Eh, it's just nothing. Then one day at work, he got kicked in the back by a horse.
Okay.
The kick itself didn't do much damage, but when he went to the hospital with back pain and they were treating him, the x-rays they took revealed he had an aggressive form of cancer.
Ooh.
Whoa.
He was then put through multiple surgeries to remove 3.5 inches of tumor, and he went through chemotherapy, but earlier this year, he got the all clear.
Wow.
But if the horse hadn't kicked him, they would have never found it in time to save his life.
Wow.
And he thanked the horse.
That's today's good news.
Yeah. Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
Yeah. That's what I got for y'all today.
And now here's the bad news.
Uh-oh.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Salvation Army of Montgomery is increasing security measures at its shelter on Maxwell Boulevard. The organization recently started using metal detectors on everyone who enters for lunch or dinner. Lieutenant Brian Farrington says it's an effort to keep gun violence away from the shelter. Five men were arrested following a shooting in Millbrook Tuesday afternoon. Authorities say someone fired shots at a group of men standing outside a home in the 4100 block of Abrams Drive. Police say at least one person was hit in the upper arm. And Virginia College abruptly closed its campuses all across the southeast Wednesday, leaving students in Montgomery scrambling to find a place that will accept their credits. More information about the abrupt closing should be released later this month. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
And back to good news, because you can sleep better.
Mr. Sandman.
Hey there.
Good morning.
How are you, Mr. Sandman?
Well, I am not well rested.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you, no matter how good your mattress is, no matter how good your pillow is, when you have a wrestling match with a three-year-old all night long, you don't get a good night's sleep. Grandkids are wonderful, but...
I was still quite blown away by the irony of Mr. Sandman revealing a secret like that.
Hmm.
Yes, and you will experience it one day. And it is, you know, you love having them there, but,
of course.
You scoot them to the middle of your bed, and 3 seconds later, they scoot right up under you. Yeah. Sometimes feet first, sometimes elbows first, sometimes head first. Yeah. But other than that, the good news is we're having a sale, as usual.
Oh, wow.
I really am having to close out a number of models. I'll be going to the market in January where they're introducing new models. And being a stocking dealer, you know, I have two warehouses full of mattresses. And when it's time to close stuff out, I have a lot of mattresses I have to liquidate. So December's a good time to do it. So come see us. We've got great deals on really nice mattresses. From Serta, Jameson, Restonic, and some other companies, Sutherland. So come see us. We've got a great sale going on. We've got lift chairs. We've got a few lift chairs left I want to close out. We've got lots of nice pillows that make wonderful Christmas presents. And that's it. Come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, across from the Dairy Queen, and in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, 3 miles from I-65. On Highway 14, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. And I'll go ahead and say this. We will be closed Christmas Eve. We're going to take a three-day weekend for my people. Let them have some time. So don't plan on coming Christmas Eve to buy a mattress.
You're good, man. I had a long day yesterday. I must tell you that my Jameson latex would not release me this morning. The alarm went off, and it kept telling me, stay an extra 20 minutes.
They're naughty like that sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I wake up at 2:22, but I really didn't get going till 3:30, and I'm still paying for it.
Mm.
But I love my mattress, and I bought it from
you. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes you just need that extra few minutes.
You
it's
do.
Amazing what it can do for you.
Appreciate it, Mr. Sandman. Right. Thank you, sir.
Thank y'all. See you later.
That is an excellent mattress, by the way. That's the hardest thing about going there is test resting all those mattresses. Because... You know, they have it set up so you can lie down on each model, and they have dozens and dozens of samples to try out. So you really have to kind of, you almost have to, like, take a scorecard with you.
Mm, did you take an overnight bag with your jammies and everything?
No, I didn't have time for that, but...
And he's got furniture there, too. You know, I bought my bed set from there. It's now the guest bedroom, but it's lovely.
Next time you're over, I will show you the complete collection of furnishings we have purchased from him. Not just mattresses, but my bed, which I got. That was like 12 years ago, too. When he used to have a store out by Southern Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
I had a remote broadcast at a nearby place, so I just stopped in to say hello. And it was like finding the perfect Christmas tree. Because I was looking for a large bed with a padded headboard. Now, you don't need to know why the headboard needs to be padded.
Wasn't asking.
I did have
kind
a
of
few,
assumed.
I did have a few scenarios running through my mind. There.
Anybody that's ever, you know, flopped down out of bed with just a solid wooden headboard, that hurts.
Right.
Yeah.
Since that's people flop in a bed and know that you got a little protection there.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Sort of like a jock strap for
always
a bed.
Always need that protection.
Oh, my God.
How do you lay down when you... That sounds pretty violent the way you lay down.
No, it's just, you know how it is. Sometimes, you know, when you're ready to just fall into bed, you fall in like a dead weight. And other times you climb into bed, right?
You just go in doing a cannonball or something.
And then there's occasionally that time where you get yourself a running start, go airborne, and then land.
I can't fall into my bed anymore, by the way.
Well, oh, because you got the new mattress.
Because I got a new mattress from Mr. Sandman. That thing sits high. So
I don't think that it sits high, Jay. I just think that you had, how old was your mattress?
Oh, it was 15 years old.
Yes. So what you're saying is your mattress is getting thicker.
And Leon's getting larger.
It's true. I climb into bed now, which I have no problem with at all. It's just wonderful. I wish I was in it now.
I tell you what, we got lots of great Christmas parodies and stuff. How about if we just paste about 70 of those in and we'll all go home early?
Oh, no.
Go home early. I got to come back.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Plus, we have random facts to do here in a minute, and I don't have my convoluted intro.
Ruh-roh.
For those of you who have heard about CryoSkin 3.0, this is the latest among many amazing features at Infusion. And they are making appointments now. CryoSkin 3.0 is a new technology. Now, liposuction and other ways to reduce the waste are actual surgeries that involve anesthesiologists and the risk that goes with any type of surgery, plus all the advanced tests and everything else. And then hoping that none of the things that go wrong in one of those goes wrong. This new technology requires nothing more than laying down, they put a salve on you, and then they use a machine that through your skin destroys the fat cells. Destroys them, breaks them down, they go into your lymphatic system, and you discharge them, and that's it. And you can, I mean, if they can get an inch off Ryan Turner in one session, imagine what they could do with somebody like me.
Or me.
Well,
man.
And when you look at what it costs for a cosmetic surgery like that, it's in the thousands of dollars. By comparison, this is a bargain, but it's just brand new technology. Just like everything else, cryotherapy, laser therapy, they have it at Infusion. Learn more by calling 296-1662. That's 296-1662. In fact, I just got a... they are trying to help out the Family Sunshine Center this week at Infusion. Ryan just texted me. How ironic is that? And if you, they have a list over there. If you bring in any item, they're going to give you a substantial discount off any package of services over there.
How about that?
Family Sunshine Center is a great organization. We've helped them many times. I will try and post that list for you on my Facebook page. 296-1662. InfusionCryoLaser.com. Random facts coming up. I still don't have a convoluted intro. Can I come up with one in a minute? You'll find out soon enough.
Watauga Off-Road is your local trusted source for all your towing and off-road accessories. We carry all the brands. Poison Spider, Weston, Warn, WeatherTech, Iron Cross, Ranch Hand, Bombshell, Bilstein, Curt, Trimax, and many more. We also have a huge rim and tire selection. So for your truck, Jeep, or SUV, it's got to be Watauga Off-Road, located next to AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville, Alabama, or call 365-5808. Merry Christmas from Watauga Off-Road, outfitting America's vehicles.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You look up in the sky on the night before Christmas, there's a big fat guy with a
toy sack! Toy sack, yeah, yeah. It's squeezing down through your fireplace Christmas Day.
As big as a whale, they put everything into the toy sack. They shove in a Chrysler and a TV from Sony. So hurry up and pack that Shetland pony.
The toy sack is a magical place where Santa puts the presents. Toy sack, baby.
This sack's heavy. In the bag, and there's an easy bake oven. Now back up the chimney. Hey, it's straining Santa's chimneys. That sack's not skinny, but every year he lugs it around and around and around and around.
Reindeer, reindeer, hoofing. Ain't no time for goofing, baby.
Elves lining up to pack toys for your town.
Bag is always moving. Something's in there pooping, baby.
Puppies in the sack. There's in the sack.
The toy sack is a magical place where Santa puts the presents. Toy sack, baby.
A toy sack, baby.
Have a what? Merry Christmas.
And now
it's time for Jay's sack of
random facts.
Jay's sack, random fact. I got it.
Now he had to run down and solve a problem. I may have a thing or two here.
Ah, here he is.
Did you know that Jay oftentimes solves the downstairs problems?
I did not know that.
I missed the convoluted intro. I hate that.
It was good.
It was very good.
Would have been funnier if you were here.
Yeah, I'm okay. Sorry.
I understand you can't be here forever. All right, let me shut down this annoying music before it becomes an earworm for people and they get mad at me.
What?
Did you know? I am horribly out of shape.
Join a crowd.
And this makes you an exception here in what regard?
I'm horribly out of shape. God, that sucks.
Yes, we're broadcasting live from Vic Tanny's today.
What is that?
Yeah.
Vic Tanny's gym? You never heard of that?
No.
I am so tired of bringing up names that these two never heard of.
I've never heard of Vic Tanny's.
I mean,
what? We're not... No, we don't know these.
We can't blame them for that, I guess.
You know, these have... This,
I feel
poorly I mean,
about it.
Fitness technology at this particular time, they had this thing, and you stood on, today would be like a, what do you call it, a treadmill or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But it was flat to the ground, but you would just stand there and hold these two bars, and they had big straps around your keister, and those straps would vibrate at a great rate of speed, and you'd be like this, and your butt...
You've never seen one of these?
I've seen that in movies.
It was like a high-speed spanking.
Uh-huh.
And
people paid for it, yeah.
Yeah.
People pay for spankings.
With Rusty Aldridge as my witness, which isn't particularly convincing. With Rusty Aldridge as my witness, yes, that used to be a very popular form of technology.
And it, what was the... That you lost weight that way, or that was considered exercise by shaking your...
Well, they figured if you would do these things and you're not doing the exercise, it's exercising for you, that more people would actually come to the gym and they would find themselves exercising some along with these weird things.
It was really disgusting to watch. It looked like somebody poured your rear end into a glass and started shaking it violently.
And they had that weird thing. It was like a barrel with rollers on it, and you'd just stand in and let it rub your butt while you were...
Yeah, they had those too.
And this was a gym.
Yeah.
Vic Tanney.
Yeah.
Anybody else remember that name? I mean, does that ring a bell anywhere else in town? Vic Tanney's?
No.
You don't remember? Never heard of him?
No.
You?
No.
You?
No!
Anybody remember Vic?
No, no, no.
It was a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She remembers.
Yes.
Yeah, some dude.
No.
Good old Vic Tanney. Well, God, he looks... Jeez.
Looks like his name should be Biff.
Biff.
That was his brother.
Looks like you should sell paper towels with a plaid shirt on.
Maybe he did later. I don't know.
So he was the forerunner of all these franchise physical fitness places.
Anybody remember Jack LaLanne?
Sure. I had him on my show.
Uh-huh. Jack actually, when he was in his 90s, swam across, was it the Hudson River, towing about 100 people in rowboats?
He was on my show in the 80s. He was in his 70s then.
Uh-huh.
And he was towing a full-sized yacht down the intercoastal waterway by his teeth.
Mm-hmm. Swimming.
Swimming. Pulling a yacht with his teeth.
It's a yacht of hard work.
Whoa!
Buh!
Who have I become?
Now I know it. I'm catching.
That was a good one.
It's an infectious disease. She's got sunnitosis.
You only $6 a day, and you can help people with sunnitosis. Send your money to Blue Water Broadcasting, or just leave it in a brown paper bag out front. We'll find it.
Do you want to do random facts now?
Jay is over there like, when are they going to stop?
I caught my breath.
You good now?
From running up all those stairs. Did you know Ethiopia is several years behind the rest of the world?
Mm-hmm.
Since the religious country is strongly influenced by the Coptic Orthodox Church. It still adheres to the traditional calendar of that church, which is 7 years behind the rest of the world. Currently, it is, well, this says November, but they're probably in December now, maybe. Currently, it is 2011 in Ethiopia.
Oh.
Hmm.
They're in that. That's the year they're...
They're sort of like the Democrats. They still think it's 1955.
Hmm.
Duh. One political comment in the morning is not going to kill anybody.
I didn't say anything.
Your face spoke. Your face was the Encyclopedia Britannica. Duh.
Did you know that Siberian worms frozen in permafrost for up to... This is a big number. 42,000 years.
Uh-huh.
Defrosted back to life and are said to be moving and eating.
Oh, that's creepy. That's some Jurassic.
Wait till they find out what's happened while they've been frozen all that time.
I know. What year is it in Ethiopia?
All these little worms going.
I'm shocked
at the changes that have occurred since we were first frozen.
Said the dinosaurs are gone? Wow.
Did you know that Anthony Hopkins, Sir Anthony Hopkins,
yes,
he's a knight, he was diagnosed with Asperger syndrome just about 10 years ago.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Did not know that myself.
Got that from meeting all them people.
Bill Gates, Asperger's.
Does he?
Yes. And Asperger's people can be incredibly brilliant because they can focus so intently. And, that's one reason why I love Churchill Academy locally. My stepson has it. And he's doing incredibly well. Incredibly well. He is, in his second year at AUM, taking classes I can't spell. And at an honors level, which I was never invited to do at Illinois. So I'm sure he's got a big future.
Anyway, he's like 18?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean... Show's exceptionally brilliant.
Did you know that in 2004, there was a man named Ashley Revelle? He sold all his possessions and put his entire net worth of $135,000 on red at the Plaza Hotel in Vegas.
How'd that turn out for him?
The ball landed on red 7, and he walked out with $270,000.
Okay.
I don't know what the first comment is. Like, what was his contingency plan if it had landed on black?
Well, there's a similar story. The guy that founded FedEx, they were about to go under. Yeah. He couldn't meet the payroll. So he took, like, his last $5,000 or $10,000, and then, I think it was the same game, roulette.
It may have been.
And won enough money to keep the company alive long enough to, you know, keep it restored.
Wow.
It's a true story.
Did you know in 1989, the billionaire Richard Branson released a hot air balloon that was shaped like a UFO? And then he hired a midget dressed as E.T. to scare people when it landed.
What?
When you got money, you can do fun things.
Oh,
like that,
gosh. Right?
There is, there's the phrase or the thing you came up with, Greg, for the people with too much or with nothing better to do, I think is what it is.
PWMBT.
Yeah, well, then there's also millionaires with nothing to spend their money on except for things like this.
So the balloon looks like a UFO. It lands and the midget jumps out.
The midget is E.T., comes out and scares people.
That's funny.
Did you know that President Herbert Hoover and his wife were fluent in Chinese, actually Mandarin?
Oh.
They would use it to speak with each other in public to prevent eavesdropping.
Wow.
Yeah. They
unless,
would,
unless they were at a Chinese restaurant, they
right,
would be
well,
okay.
Yeah. There's that. But yeah, that's one way that they could talk with each other and not have to worry about anybody hearing their conversations.
How about that? That's pretty interesting.
Did you know that Surya Siddhanta, anyway.
That guy, yeah.
Well, it's a book, actually.
That book, yeah.
Not a guy. It was a book that was written in 4th century CE, which is what we learned yesterday was actually AD.
AD.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was written in 4th century AD in India. It describes the Earth's diameter as 8,000 miles and the spherical shape of the Earth, and it also provides an accurate distance of the moon from the Earth many years before Galileo had ever done any of that stuff.
Oh, wow.
Hmm. Yeah.
Galileo.
How they did it, I have no idea.
Aliens.
I think so.
Probably. Did you know that research conducted in recent years, love these, found that special tongue and throat exercises can strengthen up the area so it stays clear while you sleep, therefore reducing significantly the amount of snoring that you might do.
You would think someone who talks all the time wouldn't snore. Me. But man, I saw in logs.
I drove by your house the other night and the cops had the place cordoned off. They thought somebody was killing a yak.
Lord. Although I think it's gotten better since I quit smoking on May 20th.
It could. You know, that causes, that's one of the causes of sleep apnea, is you have all this extra stuff in there, and it all just kind of folds up on you when you lay down, and you snore.
You stop breathing.
And you stop breathing, too.
Yeah.
It's frightening.
It's weird that you can sleep, you just stop breathing, but you sleep through it.
Mm-hmm.
So you sleep through not breathing.
Sounds like you've had a sleep test.
I've never done the sleep test. Not yet.
I've done a couple of them.
I feel like I should, because I hear the benefits of a CPAP are amazing.
One hour, I only breathed for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's frightening.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Did you know that the United States Navy uses Xbox controllers to control their submarine periscopes?
Huh. What if you go like XX, up, down, did you get anything special?
Well, then the periscope goes up and down.
Oh, okay.
I suppose. I really don't know how it operates, but that's what they use. Did you know that the oldest Boeing 747 that is still in active operation today first flew 1 week prior to man first stepping foot on the moon?
Wow.
Again, you two utes, you had no idea what it was like to see one of those for the first time, something that big in the sky. You know, they've kind of downsized that plane.
I was going to say, I don't know that I've been in a 747 in a while. I've been in 737 or whatever, smaller versions, I guess.
I think I've actually been on the great big one time.
Yeah, I haven't been on.
Yeah, I first flew in one in 72, but I remember we could see the flight path to O'Hare Airport from our house, even though we live very close to Midway. the two airports that serve Chicago. Mm-hmm. And you would see one of those things coming in for a landing, and it was just hard to believe that something that big could fly and float so gently. It was really something to see.
And finally, did you know that on May 22nd, 1849, Abraham Lincoln received patent number 6469? It was for a device to lift boats over shoals, an invention which was actually never manufactured. However, it did make Lincoln the only president with a patent, and thus the only president that is also an inventor.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I mean, Benjamin Franklin, didn't he patent stuff, too? He was president, right? He's on the $100 bill.
Right, because he's on money. He must have been a president, right?
Because we don't teach history. There's a lot of morons that still think Benjamin Franklin was a president.
Had he been a president, though, he would have obviously been the first president that would have had patents and be an inventor and that sort of thing. But he was not, and Lincoln took that.
Didn't he write a book about farting?
He did.
And he was quite the ladies' man.
That he was.
He was known to say.
Yeah, that I'm looking at my phone. There's nothing from Rich. I forgot.
Oh.
Well, there's not supposed to be. He's off doing his vacation thing, so.
I can help you come up with a question.
Guess what he's going to miss? He's going to miss out. The chicken tenders are $1.87 a pound.
Food.
Bailey, I will be there. I will clean them out on Sunday morning at $1.87 a pound. We will stock up for weeks and weeks ahead because my doggies love them too, you know. And it's great meat. There's no fat. There's no bones. There's no nothing. You grill them up. They only take a few minutes to heat up and cook through. And then I use a pizza cutter, run it back and forth.
Oh.
And that chops it up into little pieces for the little mouths of my, they're little mouths, but they're loud dogs. And they just love it. Chicken tenders, $1.87 a pound. This weekend at Food Out. You'll save throughout the meat department, I guess. One day next week. Tomorrow it's taken next day, by the way.
Hey!
One day next week, you'll get top sirloin. $2.98 a pound. I have not seen top sirloin under $6 or $7.99 a pound at the other chains when I do my reconnaissance spying shopping. Your russet potatoes, a 5-pound bag is $1.81. So if you win our $10 Food Out gift certificate, you'll be able to walk out of there with 25 pounds of potatoes with change to spare. That's how you save at Food Outlet. Do your big weekly grocery shop there. Compared to what you're paying now, at first you'll feel foolish because you've been spending way too much at chains that make you think you're getting a deal because they have more buying power, when in fact, that is not the case. Food Outlet, Highway 14 in Honeymoon Heaven, Postcard Lake Millbrook, Main Street in the Preferred Community, and on Coliseum Boulevard in the And now, win that $10 Food Outlet. Certificate. Here's Jay with today's Food Outlet Pop Quiz.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about Ethiopia and the fact that they're on a completely different calendar than the rest of the world. What year is it currently in Ethiopia based on that calendar?
That's,
I remember.
Simple enough. 272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. If you are listening on the Three Men and a Lady SAP channel, that's on your code, Trace Quattro. 272-9228. We are standing by to take your calls now while we check traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings, for portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning. You can trust Formal Outings.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident on Atlanta Highway at Macklemore Drive. That's a very busy intersection. Authorities are on the scene right now. 65 and 85 busy. 65 southbound from Millbrook and Prattville. That's starting to line up right on schedule. The Toyota-thon is going on now. Stop by Reinhardt Toyota or go to ReinhardtToyota.com. Hit the big green button and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Terry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Well, I looked at the phone bank, and here's a name I am happy to see. He hasn't called for a while. Kenny from Maxwell gets first crack.
Good morning.
At today's
morning.
Pop quiz.
Yes, I have the answer.
And the answer is?
It is 2011, because they are 7 years behind everybody else.
Good job.
Kenny, I know you were in the service. Did you ever go to Ethiopia? I mean,
No, I did not get there. I spent 10 years on and off in the Far East, and then when I got stationed here at Maxwell back in 91, we got tasked to go to Saudi Arabia for a while, you know, in support of the Desert Storm, Desert Shield thing.
Right.
But I never got into the, I never got to Africa.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, you go to Ethiopia, if you can't see any movies that have been made prior to 2011, and...
That was the, that was one of the first comment in that thread was my message to Ethiopia, buy Bitcoin.
Ah,
it's going to be huge.
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 And, boy, you're in for a treat with the eclipse coming in 2017. So, Kenny, congratulations. $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet for you. Hang on. Jay's going to get you jam up and jelly time with that. And, by the way, jelly and jam both cost plus 10 at Food Outlet. Let's see. Where are we going next here? I say let's check the forecast with Rich. And you wonder what he's doing. Wherever it is he is.
Not that.
Well, the Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Our chilly weather continues and all eyes on an approaching storm system that will have a big effect on weekend events. Today, cool sunshine with a high temperature in the middle 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cold. Overnight, low temperature 35. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, a little warmer, high in the upper 50s. Rain overspreads the area late Friday night after midnight. And a cold, drenching rain Saturday and Saturday night. High temperature barely 50 Saturday. 50 to 52 on Sunday with lingering shower threat. And then a cold day Monday, a raw day with a high temperature only in the lower 40s. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes as this storm system moves through. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Once again, Rich Thomas.
Rich here for Plumbing by Lukewire. Now, you've heard and maybe used Lukewire for years for AC and heating. I have, because they've been around for 40 years doing that. But for over two decades, their plumbing department is second to none. Now, maybe you've had less than a satisfying experience with other plumbers over the years. They may have overcharged you during off hours. Well, give Plumbing by Lukewire a call. They never charge an overtime fee. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you're never going to be late for work waiting for them to show up, because when they say they're going to be there at a certain time, they're going to be there at a certain time. Anything from a broken pipe to installing a new hot water heater, they are the people. They are licensed. They are bonded. They're fully insured for your protection. As they say at Plumbing by Lukewire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call Lukewire at 264-9666 or visit them at acbylukewire.com on the web and click on the plumbing tab.
Alabama certification number 84417.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Jay. It is now 7:45. I have to take these conundrums and study the list. Next hour, we'll talk a little bit about People Magazine's most intriguing people of 2018, and it's
slim pickings. Or
this list, I don't know what the definition of intrigue is, but there's very few people on this list that I find the least bit intriguing.
Did we make the list?
Hmm?
What?
People Magazine did.
Oh, we didn't make the list. Yeah. I meant, did we make the list? Did we rank?
Oh, did you and I? I only got to number 5. We're probably between 10 and 20 somewhere.
In 20,000.
Like last year. All right. The top 10 ways parents embarrass their kids. In fact, if I don't like these conundrums, I may make that a potential conundrum. What is the number one way
to embarrass your kid?
Yes, because there was a survey.
Our survey said.
Well, there's an answer here that it could be a conundrum. I don't know. I got to go down and look at it. Mostly, If I don't smoke in the next 30 seconds, my head's going to explode, so we'll see.
It's Business Network. You could own a piece of ride company Lyft. The company says it's filed papers with the Securities and Exchange Commission to go public. Lyft hasn't decided how many shares it will offer or the price range per share. Lyft was recently valued at more than $15 billion. Uber Technologies, Lyft's competitor, has also announced plans for an IPO. Business is improving at Land's End. The clothing retailer and catalog company is reporting sales up nearly 12% at existing stores in the summer and early fall quarter. However, Land's End did lose locations at Sears stores. Trade concerns are weighing on stock futures this morning after a Huawei executive was arrested in Canada at the direction of the U.S. The arrest has reignited concerns about trade with Canada. The executive is accused of violating sanctions against Iran. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Five men were arrested following a shooting in Millbrook Tuesday afternoon. Authorities say someone fired shots at a group of men standing outside a home in the 4100 block of Abrams Drive. Police say at least one person was hit in the upper arm. The Salvation Army of Montgomery is increasing security measures at its shelter on Maxwell Boulevard. The organization recently started using metal detectors on everyone who enters for lunch or dinner. Lieutenant Brian Farrington says it's an effort to keep gun violence away from the shelter. And Virginia College abruptly closed its campuses all across the Southeast Wednesday, leaving students in Montgomery scrambling to find a place that will accept their credits. More information about the abrupt closing should be released later this month. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design really updated this old patio. The natural travertine look gives us the old world feel we wanted. So easy to install and affordable.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design can help your creativity shine with durable and versatile pavers made in the USA. Learn more about Perfect Pavers by visiting ConcreteByDesign.org. Concrete by Design on Facebook or give Bert Loeb a call at 657-1483.
Hi, it's Kristen, Promotions Director at Blue Water Broadcasting, and we are wishing a happy holidays to all of you in the River Region.
Cheek to cheek,
thong.
Wiggle the string, play hide and seek.
so-and-so.
Take your buns and fix those wedgies, everyone. Double dip and somersault and shovel back and twist and fall and fix those wedgies. Fix those wedgies. Let's go, people. Fix those wedgies. Cracks are flying. Just keep trying and pull.
Trucker change a tire,
or a cable worker fix a wire.
Let him know his bottom line is looking asinine. You don't admire it.
So everybody, please just say no to crack. Give all those crack bags a sack. If you see a plumber show a breach,
or a chubby hubby on a beach,
sleep right up behind his back and strike a match and drop the burning sulfur right between his cheeks. Because it sure is tax and death around.
Be a boss, you're a cop, get a grip,
fix your tours,
every wrong, right along, take them back
to the store,
show some class and tie that massive astronomic bus crack. Don't give me a lecture, come on, bus, give me the phone, crack, the real long bus crack.
I just love that.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah, butt crack, get it? A song about a butt crack. After a famous classical piece called Nutcracker, they called it Butt Crack. I think it's funny.
High time we had a song.
You know, Rusty's making me behave this way. I think he's a bad influence.
Oh, Rusty.
Probably. I've led more astray than you, and...
All right, so the question at this point in the show becomes...
Yes?
The question at this point in the show
There's
becomes,
a question. Sound like a Star Trek.
What are we going to do now?
Yeah, but I haven't... where's my what are we going to do hotkey?
I just gave it to you live.
Did you paste over it so I couldn't use it?
I don't know how to do those
How about
things.
That thing where she goes, ah,
no, please don't do that. I hate that.
Quack, quack. Oh, here it is.
What are we going to do now?
There we go.
It's right next to the duck.
That's where it should be.
Yeah. always give that direction. Where's my so-and-so? Right next to the duck.
The duck is right next to...
mm-hmm.
And that's next...
The Christmas I went to visit my dad, and he had a fake stuffed squirrel on his shoulder when I got there. So when he met me in the carport, he started like with his other arm grabbing back and shaking the squirrel like the squirrel was attacking him.
No, you never told us that story.
No, never did, no. But it reminds me that next hour we have a whole list of the top 10 ways that parents embarrass their kids.
My dad uses.
Thanks for the idea. I may do that. I may use that on Janelle in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, because we love Christmas Vacation. Like, you know, that's a big thing for us, too, so.
Which reminds me of the tribes that become Mamazon Man.
Mamazon Man?
Yeah. My little girl's going through a tough time right now, and I wanted to send her something. I know she wanted her. And so I sent it, and I followed the tracking, and it says, hand it off, and 4:51 p.m.
Right.
Well, they didn't hand it off to her.
Ew.
Uh-oh. I will say this. When I got home yesterday, I went online, and they have a thing you can click, call me, if there's some kind of customer service issue.
Right.
So I thought, great, well, do I wait all day? 1 minute later, I got a call. And so we will look into this, and we will have an answer for you by 8 p.m. on December 5th. Well, yesterday was December 5th.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get a call.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to call when I get home. That thing better be there.
What'd you say? Or can you say?
It's a beautiful Keurig turquoise color to match the turquoise colored cowboy knife set that she wanted for her kitchen.
Oh, awesome.
Well, yeah. Keurig's pretty cool. We've got one.
I've got one as well.
I go through so much coffee. My Keurig would last about 2 months.
Well, we went
through. I had to make a Keurig every time I wanted a cup of coffee in the morning. I would burn it out in 2 months.
Yeah, we've been through one. We've put one to rest.
I recently had to bury my Cuisinart.
Oh, no. Maker,
which I had for over 4 years.
Did it make you queasy to have to put down the Cuisinart?
I was sad. Uh-huh. I mean, that lasted a long time. Yeah, I know, but I'm not going to...
That's why I'm here.
Yes. I make roughly, over the course of a year, about 1,000 pots of coffee. So I got about 4,000 brews out of that thing, and it's pretty good. See?
Nothing to sneeze at, I'll tell you, man.
It's that heater in the overnight.
I noticed it got warmer in here.
Oh, no, it finally feels fine in here. Look, I'm about to spend the rest of the workday in frigid temperatures in my office, so I will
take... It's frigid in your office?
Yes.
What you're saying?
It's not frigid in my bedroom, though.
Ooh, hey, all right. Liven the show up a bit here.
I just meant that the heat's on.
Oh, okay.
But since you brought that up...
les bon temps roulés. Oh, let the good times roll.
No, there's two.
No, there's another one.
Emily F.R. This one is Emily French. This one, too.
It was frigid in my bedroom.
Because French and frigid both start with F.R., so it's hard to tell.
It scares me, the hotkeys that are there.
Mm-hmm.
They're all things you've said.
Hey, let's say hello to Rich Thomas.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
All right. so when we come back after Fox at 8 here, our conundrum will be about something. If somebody came to your door and asked you to produce this document, only 1 in 10 would know where to find it.
Oh, the Magna Carta? Why, it's right over here.
No, I don't mean the Magna Carta, the Declaration of Independence. I mean something personal.
Ah.
Only 1 in 10, and it's kind of important.
Yeah.
But